Hello and welcome to Baylor Connections, a conversation series with the people shaping our future. Each week we go in-depth with Baylor leaders, professors, administrators, and more, discussing topics like higher education, research, student life, and today, student-athlete success. I'm Derek Smith. Our guest today is Marcus Sedbury, Baylor Senior Associate Athletic Director for Student-Athlete Success. In that role, he oversees the Student Athlete Center for Excellence, which includes academic services, student athlete development, career development, leadership development, and social responsibility programming. A former student athlete himself who ran track and field at Nebraska, Marcus came to Baylor last May after extensive work on student athlete and player development in both the NCAA and NFL, including for the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles, leaving there just over a year ago. So, Marcus, it's been a pretty exciting few weeks as we start off here talking about your former employer, the Philadelphia Eagles. What did that mean to you to see those guys that you worked with in that development role get the ultimate prize?
It has been exciting. And to be able to see those guys that day in, day out, we talked about what their goals and aspirations were on the field and off the field, and getting to know their families, coaching staff, other support staff. It was special to see how excited they were and what it meant for them to win the Super Bowl.
Now, you're a Dallas guy. The Eagles are in the same division as the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes.
Do you hear that from anyone at all?
My family never lets me forget that I'm from Texas and that I grew up in Dallas. But they also understand when you work with people the level that I did, you get to know them intimately, and they understood.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard for them, but they got it.
Well, you want to see those guys on the Eagles be successful on and off the field, just like you do now here.
Absolutely.
In your role at Baylor University. So let's talk about that. We saw some news right around Christmas time. Baylor student athletes earned a 3.25 cumulative GPA in the fall semester. That's the fourth highest in a fall semester recorded here. You had 35 student athletes hit 4.0, and 75 recorded a personal best GPA. 304 student athletes were at 3.0 or higher. A lot of numbers thrown at us there, but what's it mean to you after that first semester for you here to see numbers like that?
Yeah, well, it means a lot. It means that our student athletes are doing what they can in the classroom. You know, part of being here is helping our student athletes perform at a high level academically, and historically that's been the case. And so when you take a job for the first time, you want to make sure you at least hold to the standard, but then also begin to put together systems, programs, initiatives to help that academic success continue to grow, because that's part of why I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're here with the title of Senior Associate Athletic Director for Student Athlete Success, and you mentioned Baylor has a long history of some good people working with our student athletes, but this title's a little new, a little different. What all falls under the purview of your role?
So really the student athlete success component is thinking about life off of the field, off of the court, or whatever competition arena they're playing in. So thinking about the academic side, not only are they performing well, but are we really pushing them to be the best that they can be academically? Yes, not everybody's going to be a 3.0, 4.0 student. But if you are performing at a 2.5, are we getting 2.5 or are we getting 2.2? And if we're not getting the 2.5, how do we continue to push you to the next level? So how do we look at success from that angle? When we look at them transitioning to life after, how do we help them in that pursuit of whatever their eventual career goals may be, or things that they want to do once sports are done? And how do we help them through that process, not just when they're ready to graduate, but when they transition in here? Are we talking about it while they're here? Are we really putting together systems and operations to help them get those different opportunities for experience and exposure? And then once they're going through that process, being there to help them as they do that.
We are talking to Marcus Sedbury, Baylor Senior Associate Athletic Director for Student Athlete Success. We talk about the Student Athlete Center for Excellence. What exactly is that, and what are the ways that you serve student athletes through that?
So in the Student Athlete Center for Excellence, we have three different components. So we have the academic services, which includes academic advising, degree planning, setting up weekly meetings to discuss how we're performing academically and what services and resources do you need to be able to help you with some of your travel needs or some of the other demands that are on our student athletes, really evaluating how they're doing academically and communicating that with our coaches so that they're on top of things that are going on. We have a tutoring program that typically has anywhere from 80 to 100 tutors. So managing that process, making sure that the student athletes are connected with the tutors that they need, and that those services are available to them. Also, making sure that any study hall hours that our student athletes have to get by their sport or based off of whatever other requirements they have, we facilitate that process as well. So from an academic standpoint, it's pretty expansive in terms of the services that we provide there. But from a student athlete development standpoint, it is helping them with career education and development. So we're doing interview training, we're doing resume workshops, we're doing networking events and other job shadowing and internship type programs from a career perspective. From our character formation, we're doing financial education and leadership training and social responsibility to think about who they are as people, to help that inform their decisions that they make day in and day out. And then from the service component, that it's also a part of the student athlete development piece, really helping them figure out what programs they are passionate about and how they can get in this community and serve along the way. And then incorporating that sports ministry component to that. How is that woven into everything that we do?
What does that look like, the processes, but also the personal?
Yeah, so it's a balance to be able to do that, to be able to sit down and get to know each one of our student athletes personally. So we have an academic coach, just like you have a strength coach or a position coach. You have an academic coach who's focused on knowing everything about your class schedule, making sure that you're doing everything necessary to be prepared for NCAA eligibility. So they're getting to know what your goals are, what your aspirations are. How can we find the right major for you, not just some major that's out there? How do we really help you navigate the academic waters to put you in the position to be successful? But then also having a career coach who's there thinking about what your next step is. How do we help you get the experiences and the exposure that you need right now to put you in position for the future?
You know, academically, success can be measured in terms of GPA, a pretty obvious component. But so maybe some of these other areas you're talking about aren't quite so obvious. How do you measure some of those things?
From a career perspective, one of the things we're going to look at is career placement rate. So when you are 2 to 3 months out, do you have a job? Do you feel like you were trained and equipped to be able to enter the job market? And evaluating every program that we do, actually, to see how we're getting better, because that's important. We also, from a service standpoint, are tracking the number of hours that our student athletes are doing and being able to use that not only for their resumes, but also to be able to tell the story of who our student athletes are. We don't do it for the pictures or for the pats on the back. We do it because we care about it. But I think it's also important for people to see who our student athletes are beyond just on the court.
They're living out the broader Baylor mission just like the rest of the student body.
Absolutely, they are. They take pride in doing that.
Now, you yourself were a student athlete, ran track and field at the University of Nebraska and had success there. How did you decide that working with student athletes like yourself would become your calling, and how did that path lead you here to Baylor?
Well, I actually was planning on becoming a coach. My dad's a coach. My brother's a coach. I've been around coaching all my life and thought that was the path that I wanted to go. And I was introduced to a gentleman by the name of Dr. Richard Lapchick, who has a graduate program out at UCF, University of Central Florida. And he really challenged me to think about who I was and who I wanted to be. And the program out there focuses on leadership, service, ethics, and sport, and also provides opportunities for people from diverse backgrounds to get those types of experiences and exposure. So it really spoke to my heart. And the person at my position at Nebraska, Keith Zimmer, really took me aside and said, Marcus, I know you have a lot of great things from an athletic standpoint, but athletics has really only opened the door for what's out there for you, you know, in the future. And so how do you use the skills and the talents that you've displayed in sport to help you in life? And so I started to really think about, how can I stay around sports? Maybe not coach, but, you know, stay around sports, and how can I continue to grow in this? But I didn't really know about this student success piece. I just knew that Keith existed. Mm-hmm. When I had a question, I'd go to him, and he always would help me through it. And I had a great opportunity to be at UCF, and I worked in a lot of different departments, marketing, development, compliance, you name it. I stepped in to help whenever there was transition in the department. And when I finished my time there, our athletic director asked me, what are we missing in the department? And I reflected back on my Nebraska experience, and I remember there being somebody like Keith that I could go and I could talk to about my career aspirations and talk to about my struggles in life or being away from home you know, being all the way in Nebraska. And I told him that we were missing that at UCF, and he challenged me at 23 years old, I think I was. He challenged me to create it. He said, you know, can you create that type of program for us? And being a young, naive.
That's a big challenge for a young man.
Absolutely. But I didn't know any better. I've always tried to step up to opportunities. And so I said yes. And I remember walking away and calling Keith and calling other professionals out there, just trying to figure out, what did I just get myself into? How do you build a program from scratch? How do you get the right components of it? And thankfully, there are a lot of people out there who helped me along the way to begin this path. And so now I've been doing it for about 10 years.
What you described with, you know, men and women who challenged you, encouraged you to think, shaped your viewpoint. I mean, how much do you do that every day in this role you have now? And
yes, every day is different, but you're doing all of those things every day. You have a student who will walk in being homesick. They live in Florida, California, maybe even Houston, and they just want to go back home. How do you help them navigate that? Or maybe someone in their family is ill and they're trying to manage those dynamics, or they're just trying to figure out from a career perspective, what's next? How do I transition? I've always been around sports. People only really talk to me about my athletic ability. How do you start to help them shape their identity beyond sports? And so every day we're working through some of those things. Our academic coaches, our student athlete development staff are all doing whatever they can to help our student athletes navigate those waters.
What skills do the members of your staff have, and you as well, have that allow them to navigate all those different things?
Yeah, you have to be very diverse in your skill set. So they're part counselor to be able to handle some of those. Some people have business backgrounds, so it helps when we get ready to do some of our metrics and we help people navigate some of the projects that they're doing. Some people have backgrounds in higher education administration or higher education leadership, and so that helps them being able to navigate the waters on campus. But ultimately, being able to connect with people is very critical to what we do, and being very intentional with how we do it helps us be able to be successful.
We are talking to Marcus Sedbury, Baylor Senior Associate Athletic Director for Student Athlete Success. We mentioned you came to Baylor in May. What was it about this opportunity that was appealing to you? And what is it, you know, we hear Athletic Director Mac Rhodes talk a lot about preparing champions for life. What is it about that mission statement that resonates with you?
So Baylor as a university has always been on my radar.
Really?
Growing up here in Texas, I would come down here for our regional track meet, so I would always know about the campus from that perspective. My dad being a high school football coach here, we'd play either football games down here or come watch football games around here, so I've always known about the university. I grew up in a Christian home, and so we knew about the Christian values of Baylor. Unfortunately, I was not recruited by Baylor to run track here. They had a guy you might know, Jeremy Werner.
He's not too shabby.
Too shabby. He
Olympic gold medalist.
Yes, Jeremy was pretty special. We ran the same event, so you know I was not good enough to be recruited by Baylor. But I always had it in the back of my mind as a place that if I got a chance to come back home, I feel like my values, who I've been raised to be, and the person that I want to be align very closely with who Baylor is or was at the time. And when Mac Rhodes came here, he and I had a connection from a few years before, and he shared with me his vision of preparing champions for life and wanting to make sure that while they're here, they're getting the best experience they possibly can, that we're pushing them to be the best that they can academically, athletically, from a character formation standpoint, even from a spiritual standpoint, pushing them to be the absolute best they can be in those areas. And that just really hit home with me. That's what I try to pride myself in being and how I want to operate and how I like to live my life. And so the opportunity to align my values of faith, family, competition, and service with a department that was dedicated to doing that day in and day out seemed like a natural fit.
Well, you mentioned those four core values again: faith, family, competition, and service. You know, I mentioned you're in charge of the Student Athlete Center for Excellence. How do those four areas fit in under that umbrella, and what are some ways you help students live those out?
Well, from a faith perspective, we're a firm believer that the spiritual growth component should be embedded in everything that we do. So, yes, we do have a sports ministry department that I will work very closely with, and we'll put together mission trips, and we'll look at different FCA, different types of Bible studies and things of that nature. But when we're talking about leadership, how do we embed some of the Christian values into that? Mm-hmm. Here we're at Baylor, we can do those types of things, and that makes it special. From a family standpoint, our family environment of Baylor has been amazing. I think one of the biggest things that stands out to me about my time here is that just the people have been unbelievable people who are caring and loving and supportive. And when my wife and my son come around, they embrace both of them. And that's been amazing. I truly feel like I'm a part of the Baylor family, and I've only been here for a few months. Mm-hmm. So that's natural. And we try to create that environment for our student athletes, too. That we want to talk to them about their parents. We get to know them on the recruiting process. We want to continue to talk about that as their sophomore, junior, senior year comes along. We want to reach out to them and have conversations with them or see them at competition. So that's a part of what we do. That's a part of that connection piece that I spoke about. But then the competition piece is I want to be the best. Our entire staff wants to be the best. Mm-hmm. And so our metrics are the GPAs. Our metrics are the number of our student athletes who are graduating and getting jobs in the short months following. How many of our students are getting out and into the community and serving the people around us and serving Waco or the country, the world, looking at those different things and continuing to push. I'm a firm believer that I was put on this earth to push and pull people to be the best that they can be. Mm-hmm. So my staff has to feel that mm-hmm. day in, day out. Our students have to feel that. And so the competitive piece just comes. And then the service component, we do a lot of service, and we'll get out in Waco and other surrounding areas to do some of the service components, but it's also serving every day. Our staff, making sure that I'm serving them and that we all are serving our student athletes in this university mm-hmm. the best way we possibly can, because that's what we're all called to do, is to serve.
You're modeling that for the student athletes, and you're also giving them those opportunities. I know when you look at the Student Athlete Center for Excellence Twitter account, you see a lot of pictures and little stories of athletes going out into the community. What are some ways that you facilitate those opportunities and connect students with opportunities to serve?
Yeah, we really try to get to know them when they come in. What are you interested in? What are you passionate about? What are some of the areas you serve maybe in your hometown? What are mm-hmm. some of the places and people that you're connected to here in Waco, and how can we connect you to those? And so we try to set them up from that angle, but then we also try to be really particular, at least this year, on youth literacy, because we mm-hmm. know that plays a role in a lot of different things in our community, helping out some of the underrepresented populations and to assist in ways to minimize some of the poverty that is out there in our world. So if we can establish initiatives to help in those areas, we feel like we're doing a part of what Baylor's mission really is.
You know, how does Baylor, whether it's Mac Rhodes in the athletic department or President Livingstone, the university as a whole, how do they provide you all with the resources that you need?
We have a lot of support across campus that really helps us do everything that we do at the level that we do it. So being able to have the partnerships with some of the departments on campus, we work a lot with our student success department on campus and some of the initiatives that they have. We have, whether it be computer systems to help us manage our process, even financially, the athletic department provides us with a budget to be able to do mm-hmm. these different things. We need donors who care about preparing champions for life to be a part of this, because without them, a lot of these opportunities don't exist for our student athletes. And not only just from a scholarship standpoint, but for some of the services that we provide, our donor dollars go to providing those particular opportunities. So there are lots of different ways that the university supports us, not only in financial ways, but also manpower and support, participating in some of our programs that really make a difference.
As we wind down on the program here, Mark, so I want to ask, you know, you're working with student athletes. I think one thing you touched on, that identity aspect, is probably something that a lot of people who aren't student athletes don't think about a whole lot, that aspect of transitioning to the next level. But what would you like people who maybe don't work with student athletes every day to know about them, to know about their commitment, to know about what they bring to the university and the broader community as a whole?
I think people should know that these are young people who have given a lot of their time and energy toward trying to perfect their craft, and that there are some days where they perform wonderfully in front of the crowd, and there are other days where they have some trying times. But in spite of that, they still go home and they do their homework. They still go home and have to study for their tests. They still go home and think about what's going to happen once I finish playing this sport or once I graduate, just like every other student. And there will be lots of moments where they have an opportunity to really push beyond some of the barriers that they have inside and some of the barriers that our society have created for them. But at the end of the day, they're just like everybody else. And they want to be valued for being a man or a woman, not necessarily just an athlete.
Well, Marcus, we've already seen a lot of success in your early months here. We look forward to seeing more of that with our student athletes and hopefully talking to you about it again one of these days.
Thank you. Our student athletes are doing great things, and I'm excited to be a part of the Baylor family.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much. Marcus Sedbury, Baylor's Senior Associate Athletic Director for Student Athlete Success. This has been Baylor Connections. A reminder, you can hear this and other Connections programs online, baylor.edu/connections, and, of course, every Friday morning at 11 on KWBU-FM. I want to say thanks to KWBU station manager Brody Bashaw, also Cassie Bowers and Lori Fogelman of Baylor Marketing and Communications. I'm Derek Smith. Thanks for joining us on Baylor Connections.